in life for free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want
this is the My Million Dollar Year podcast, coming to you over the internet through the magic of podcasting. My name is Astrid Bin, and I am the creator, purveyor, and zookeeper of the multimedia performance art DIY reality television project, which is My Million Dollar Year. It's a documentary about making $1 million in a year. And basically, I am a person that doesn't have any business claiming I'm going to make $1 million, but decided in December 2004 that I was going to, and started the project immediately, and January 1st, 2005, started everything full force. And the project has been interesting. Basically, I'm questioning money, taking a look at, you know, what it is that money means and why we all want it so badly and how to get it, and what it means when you put that when you tell people about it, when you put it in front of the public, and the kind of things that come out. So this is the maiden voyage of the Million Dollar Podcast. And so I apologize if I'm umming and awing a little bit, but I'm haven't done radio in quite a while. So I'm actually podcasting from the road, because if you're a frequent reader of the site, you know about the My Million Dollar road trip, which is a 30-day road trip around North America, where I'm going around to make money wherever I can, to talk to people about money and success and what those things mean, to film myself having this grand adventure, and to pimp this project like it's going out of style. And I'm currently in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm leaving tomorrow for Athens, Georgia. And it's actually the 1 week mark right now. I started this project on July 15th. I left and I went to New York City. And from New York City, I stayed there for about 4 days. And New York is really overwhelming, really huge. And I spent a lot of time walking around that city and just looking at the evidence of money and the evidence of success, because there's so much success in that city, and it's such an unlikely place. It's sort of like Hollywood, where, you know, some people get successful and some don't, and I'm really interested in what makes one person successful and another one not. So just kind of absorbing that was a really amazing thing. And also, I was like stickered all around a whole bunch and did a whole bunch of stuff. And then after 4 days, went to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where I stopped in at the John DiBella show. John DiBella is a deep radio DJ with a morning show, and he has a giant mustache. And he had me on the show, which was awesome, and he got people to call in and offer me work. And I almost got to clean a horse for $100, which I totally would have done, because I think that's hilarious. But unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be, because I was leaving too soon. I ended up getting actually a web spokesperson job from that little venture, which paid pretty well, considering, it hasn't been finished yet, but really fantastic. And after Philadelphia, we left and came to Charlotte, North Carolina. And before we came to Charlotte, I actually emailed an individual named Marshall Brain. Yes, that's his real name. And he's founded HowStuffWorks.com, which is a website that explains how things work. I love that site. I've personally used it a whole bunch. And the other thing that he's done recently, and the reason I got hold of him, is because he published an article called How to Make $1 Million, and which was sent to me with great gusto by many of my frequent readers of the site. And basically what he recommends is that you put $5 a day away for 42 years. And at the end of the 42 years, or however long it is, with compound interest and all that kind of business, you end up with $1 million, which is quite an interesting concept. And I was very fascinated by the fact that he'd taken this really methodical, predictable approach of telling people how they can make $1 million, whereas I'm doing pretty much the complete opposite, and I'm doing things that are unpredictable, and I'm tempting fate and pushing reality, and, you know, really dealing with my own attitudes and the attitudes of society, and examining what we're taught and what we tell ourselves about money, and how that gets in the way of getting some, and if that gets in the way of getting some. So I wanted to talk to him. So before we left Charlotte, I emailed him and told him what I was doing. And he emailed me back immediately and said, I think what you're doing is really cool, and if you're ever in Raleigh, North Carolina, you should call me up. And I emailed him back and said, funny, I'm going to be in Raleigh tomorrow because I'm driving to Charlotte. So we ended up meeting on the campus of Duke University, and we did an interview in front of the chapel at Duke, which is gorgeous. It's an amazing place. And talked a lot about about money and about success and about entrepreneurism and about luck, and really fascinating conversation, a very fascinating guy. I very much recommend checking out marshallbrain.com, which is his site with all links to what he's been doing. And pretty much Charlotte has been kind of a rest stop. I've basically been trying to regroup and figure out what I'm going to do next, because I only have a limited amount of days, and I have to do PR through this whole thing, emailing the media, getting hold of people, lining things up. It's been ridiculous, but hopefully, I think I've actually got a magazine article being written in, going to be written in Atlanta, and for next week. So I'm very very excited about that. And then I'm off to New Orleans, and then the Southwest, most notably Austin. I'm very excited about Austin. Austin, Santa Fe, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Los Angeles. Looks like it's going to be after New Orleans, Athens, and Atlanta. So it's very exciting. It's a really exciting thing. It's been an amazing thing to be out of my own context and talking to people that I never talked to about money, and meeting new people and hearing what they have to say, and pretty much pushing the limits of what I can find out about this, and filming everything has been a really fascinating thing. And I'm very much enjoying it. And I would, of course, prefer that somebody else drove the 500 miles a day, but I guess a girl can't have everything. But I'm going to be podcasting hopefully a couple times a week, and these will be on the site, and you will be able to download them to your iTunes folder, because I'm so nice like that. So do keep abreast of the $1 million year. Hopefully I can do some live stuff on location. And keep an eye out for me, because I might be coming to your town soon. Join the mailing list, MySpace, LiveJournal, AIM, I'm on all those. And check out the site. There's an RSS feed of the blog on LiveJournal. And join the mailing list and keep in touch. I'm Astrid Bin with My $1 million Year.